Hello， 大家好，我是木木，欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。
Hello, guys, and welcome to another Morning English podcast.
So,
if anyone asks me, I don't know why anyone will, but if they ask me, what is the hardest word to pronounce in Chinese, I would say it has to be
自经
You pronounce it so well.
Really?
Yes.
It's correct?
Yes, it's
just
correct.
It's so hard to pronounce, like
纸巾
It feels so weird.
Okay, we're not going to teach any Chinese.
Yeah, we're not going to teach any Chinese.
So I think it's quite reasonable, but what a coincidence. Our topic is about tissue paper.
Wow, sounds fun. Really, really fun.
一提到纸呢，大部分的人脑海中出现的词可能就是 paper。 那么餐巾纸、卫生纸、纸巾、卷纸分别应该怎么说呢？今天就会跟大家来聊一聊不同类型的纸。如果想要收看这期节目的笔记，欢迎大家在微信搜索关注早安英文，在后台回复笔记两个字就可以了。 So why are we talking about this topic today? Well, there is a lot of confusion regarding tissue paper. 因为不同种类的纸实在是太多了。
So to begin with the word tissue, tissue can mean two things. One is that stuff that makes the human body, like 组织
组织对我要告诉大家 Ode 是一个 doctor
whatever. And the other one, we can clean our face and other parts of the body with
对 Tissue 有两个意思，第一个指的是人体的组织、第二个呢就是指的纸巾。So the first type of tissue we use is facial tissue.也就是说面巾纸 It is commonly known as Kleenex 就是 K-L-E-E-N-E-X But why is it?
Because it's a very very famous brand of facial tissue So a lot of people call it Kleenex Now Kleenex is used if you have a cold or runny nose
So can you make a sentence for us?
Hey, can you pass me the Kleenex? I think I have a cold
所以我们刚刚讲了就是这个 facial tissue 就是面巾纸但是现在呢我们不仅可以用这两个词来表达还可以用直接用一个词就是 Kleenex 它其实是一个 brand、是一个牌子、但是现在呢我们直接说这个牌子就可以 means facial tissue
exactly
就可以指面巾纸、比如说刚刚对照的这样一个句子是 Can you pass me the Kleenex? I think I have a cold、就你可以把面巾纸递给我一下吗我觉得我好像感冒了好像需要有 runny nose 好像要擤鼻涕了、好 number two, which is very useful in our daily life, is toilet paper. 就是很有用的一个词、就是卫生纸或者是 we call it 卷纸、
But we call it toilet paper, we do not call it toilet tissue.
对注意了这个卫生纸呢我们叫做 toilet paper, 不要说成了 toilet tissue.
I guess you guys already know the use of toilet paper.
对我们就不介绍它的 function 了。So we can make a sentence. So hey, they have a sale on toilet paper today.、就是他们的卫生纸正在打折，快去多买一点。So now there is one more type that's necessary in every kitchen. 刚刚说的是厕纸啊，餐巾纸。现在呢，我们来说一下在厨房里面我们用的多的这个厨房用纸叫做 kitchen rolls.Rolls 就是一卷一卷
Yeah.
So yes, they do look like toilet rolls, but they don't do the same job.
Yeah. Please don't use kitchen rolls at the toilet, in the toilet, because kitchen rolls are much more thinner than the toilet paper. Kitchen roll is single ply, and toilet paper is double ply.
对千万不要用这个厨房用纸来当做
厕纸 no, it's gonna be a mess.
或者是当做卷纸
Oh my god, I don't want to even like, think of it.
OK, 别想了然后刚刚呢对提到一个词叫做 single ply 和 double ply、刚刚这个 ply 它的意思就是、P-L-Y 它的意思就是层、可以用来只说这个纸巾的厚度 single ply 呢就是一层就是不是很就是 very thin、很薄然后 double ply 就是有两层就是非常的厚Okay, talking about this topic, we need to discuss one thing or two. First thing, the difference between a tissue and a napkin.
A tissue, Kleenex, is usually packed in a box and we can dispose it easily. But the napkin is washed and we usually find it in eating settings, like a restaurant or a hotel that has a restaurant or any place like that. They would use that rather than a tissue for wasting.
Ah, gotcha. 所以就是我们刚刚说 tissue 它是表示纸巾， napkin 我们好像用的也比较多，也是表示纸巾。那么它们有什么区别呢？ napkin 指的是那种西方餐桌上供应的那种方巾、
mm-hmm.
like square shape、
yeah.
所以呢就是我们在吃饭的时候呢可能就会看到很多那个就叫做 napkin.
Exactly.
对。And also napkin has another meaning.
Which is?
Diaper.
Really?
对。
Wow.
Napkin 还有尿布的意思。
I've never, it was actually the first time I've, nice. A napkin can be called as a diaper. Well, let us give you guys an example on napkins that we use in restaurants, not diapers. He dabbed at his lips with a napkin.
对，他用餐巾纸呢擦了擦嘴，就是 he dabbed at his lips with a napkin.
No, with a diaper.
不是用尿布擦了嘴。So now we also need to talk about the difference between the tissue and towel.
Mm-hmm.
就是餐巾纸和 towel. Towel 就是
Yeah, the towel. We use towels to dry up our bodies. They're after taking a bath or whatever. And tissues get really messy with that. So don't use tissues to go to the bathroom. And, you know, I did that once. I was traveling and I didn't have a towel, so I used tissues.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a very, very, very bad experience.
You should use kitchen.
Oh, no. Even that. That's going to be sticky on the body. Oh, my God.
所以呢大家千万不要用这个餐巾纸来这个擦自己的身上，那肯定会弄得很 messy、
mm-hmm.
然后我们需要注意的就是 towel T-O-W-E-L 它是毛巾的意思。
Exactly.
Now let's have a recap. Quick recap.
Tissue
就是纸巾。
Facial tissue
面巾纸。
Toilet paper
卫生纸。
Kleenex
舒洁，它是全球最知名的面巾纸品牌之一。在口语当中呢，我们直接用这个词表示纸巾。For example,
Hey, can you pass me the Kleenex? I think I have a cold.
可以给我递点纸吗？我觉得我感冒了。
Napkin.
餐巾纸啊，就是方巾纸。
Toilet rolls.
卷纸。
Kitchen rolls.
厨房卷纸。
Single ply.
单层。
Double ply.
双层。
And that is all for today, guys. I hope you learned a lot.我是 Day，
我是木木，
我们
下期见啦，
再见，
拜拜，快去买这个 Kitchen Rolls，
yeah, it's on sale， bye。